Welcome to the Every Nation New York podcast. Every Nation exists to help people know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Enjoy the talk.
All right, welcome. Okay, now that I got that out of my system, let me introduce tonight's guest speaker. He is a dear friend to me, a beloved friend. I met him at a thing called Movement Day in New York City several years ago, and we've been crossing paths and doing things together ever since. Bonnie Andrews. We're at the level now where we can joke together. We can just come right on up here. I know you can make it. We can joke together. I can do things like, hey, let me tell you about a song that Johnny Cash sang called A Boy Named Sue. And you're a man named Bonnie right here. How many of you ever met a man named Bonnie? I have never met a man named Bonnie. So that became like a big discussion. Not that I have a problem with your name, but that is just so cool that you can have a name like Bonnie and be so proud of that in America. Well done. This brother is secure. Well, let me tell you about my friend. Come on in here. Get in here tight like you're afraid of me now. Come on now. Bonnie has an amazing ministry all over really the world. He leads an organization called Live Jam. The Live Jam is started with this guy who raised up musicians like these and took the bands into high schools and universities, and they have gone all over India. When they do an event, it could be a small event, it could be a very, very large event, and they're reaching hundreds of thousands of students in the nation of India. They're reaching them with a word of hope, a word of faith, a word of courage, and the good news of Jesus as well. They can't always boldly come right out. India can be known as a hostile to the gospel nation as well. So it depends on where they are. But I just want you to know I'm so proud of Bonnie Andrews. I love this man. I consider him one of my guys. I mean, you know, we stay connected through Facebook, through WhatsApp, through What's Up, through Yo Dog. We keep connected in the spirit, most importantly. And he's got a word for us tonight. So appreciate you being here. Let's welcome my friend, Bonnie Andrews.
Love you.
When they see my name, they're always looking for the chick. And I was like, I am the chick. Remember being at one of the airports and, you know, they're just waiting for, you know, Bonnie. I just walk up and say, I am Bonnie. Oh, my goodness. You know, this is one of those. But, you know, guess what? Bonnie is ends with not I-E, it is Y. And if you look at the Oxford Dictionary, it says good looking, handsome. So... And if you have a lot of curry, you get the fire on as well. So, you know, I bring in a lot of curry. God bless you. Good curry on you. Hallelujah. How are you all doing? New York, make some noise. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is in the house. I want to thank Pastor Ron for having me tonight. Pastor Nathan, Pastor Bruce, some good old friends. And Pastor Ron has been a great blessing in my life. We met a couple of years back at Movement Day back in New York, and just at the door, you know, one of our common friends just introduced and said, "That's Pastor Ron. This is Bonnie." And it just started on from there. And he's been a constant encouragement, prophesying over my life. The other day, he was just on the phone with me, and he was just talking about stuff. Hey, you're going to be talking to diplomats. I'm like, you know, I just got off a dinner with a UN diplomat. And, I mean, it was just spot-on stuff happening. So I want to thank God for Bishop. Come on, he's got a cool name now. Bishop Ron Lewis. Hallelujah. And always good-looking as ever and younger than ever, you know. Lynn, thank you so much for your life. I want my wife to hang out with her and be cool as her. So give it up for Lynette Lewis in the house. And I'm here with a friend of mine that I've been, we've been friends for close to 25 years. Is that cool if you have friends for 25 years? He was my youth leader, businessman, dreamt stuff together. Most of the stuff that we do around here right now are things that we sat around right in his living room and we dreamt about it. So I want to just give a big New York welcome to my friend Lalith John here, right here. I just sense that God is wanting to do something very special in everybody's life this evening. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I believe that, you know, 2018, God really spoke to us a very strong word. And he said 2018 is going to be a year of multiplication. Hallelujah. If you've been seeking for breakthroughs in your life, I believe this is the moment of breakthroughs. I haven't seen breakthroughs all my life, the kind of breakthroughs that we are seeing right now. In fact, me and Lalith, we were just talking about this verse. Amos chapter 9 and verse 13, and the Message version says, things are going to happen so fast that your head is going to start swimming. One thing on top of the other, you will not be able to keep up with what God is doing. That's exactly what I bring on the table to Every Nation New York this evening. Hallelujah. Things that are happening in our life is beyond measure. Things, the breakthroughs that are happening in our life. Normally when you start a year, January is sort of a year when you're just getting started. Coffee, high fives to everybody, let's get this year started. But this year, just start off with a boom. You know, we're getting into agreements. We're getting into MOUs with international organizations. We're seeing acceleration happening. Things that I've been wanting to do for many years just started happening just like that. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2 and verse 23, the former rain and the latter rain are coming together in the first year. Hallelujah. You know what that means? What was supposed to happen in the last season? What is supposed to happen in this season? What is supposed to happen in the next season? Bam! They're coming together in the first month of the year. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you want to see that happening, I want to pray for that. Because I am that breakthrough here. And my friend of mine, we're just talking about that stuff. Things are happening in our life. That's what good friends are all about. We're always talking. We're always texting. We're sharing prophecies. We're sharing breakthroughs. And we're just on this way this morning. I mean, we just got off the hotel. He never told me. We just walked up to the parking lot looking for the car. Bam, there's a nice new Maserati sitting there. And he just tells me the brand new story about breakthrough. So breakthrough is in the air tonight. Hallelujah. Does anybody need some breakthrough tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. This is some Indian curry anointing that's coming on you. Hallelujah. Last night, we were looking for some curry anointing, and we found this place, Indian place. My goodness, we just said spicy, and they just blew our top. Okay, I can't even imagine if an American guy was there. He would have probably taken, you know, what I call emergency. So, hallelujah. So, 2018, are you ready for multiplication? Amen. If you're looking for multiplication, if you're looking for breakthrough tonight, I'm releasing that word over you. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Be fruitful, multiply, and take over the earth. Whatever mountain you come from, the arts, the media, the entertainment, politics, business, education, whatever that looks like, this is the year to take over. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I was just getting ready, where's my laptop? Yeah, here. Just want to make sure that we are on track. Man, tonight, we've been just thinking about, and all these beautiful people, I mean, most of the people sitting here, let me just start off by saying that every single person in this room is so precious to God. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that you are so loved by the awesome God that I'm talking about. He loved you so much that he went on the cross for you. He died for you because he loved you. You know, I've been in love. I've been out of love. I'm married to a beautiful wife. Yeah. Woo! This is what I have to miss when I'm here. You know, but I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Okay? One wife. We do a lot of trips to the Middle East, so I keep telling, one wife and two kids. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to have one wife and two kids? Two boys. But let me tell you something. What was I talking about? I forgot. I lost my thought. Yeah. Yeah. Being loved. God loves us so much. He loves you. I love to say that. He loves you more than your father. He loves you more than your mother. He loves you more than your brother. He loves you more than your sister. He loves you more than your boyfriend, your girlfriend. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. You're going to be so blown away by the fact that the love of God just takes over your life. And I want to let you guys know that you are so special before God. You know, somebody just came out from a mass manufacturing unit. You go to a Ford manufacturing unit, see Ford cars coming out. Hallelujah. Right? Every car looks the same. except for a few colors and a few details. But when you look at, you're not a mass manufactured device. You are custom made. Hallelujah. You wake up in the morning looking like, oh my goodness, I wish I had eyes, I wish I had a nose, I wish I had a hairstyle, I wish I was as smart as her. But let me tell you something, stop wanting to be like somebody else because everybody else is taken. Be yourself tonight. Because God created you in His image. Hallelujah. You are unique. Because you're unique, you have a unique purpose from God. You have a unique call from God. So stop wanting to be like somebody else. Hear what God is saying. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, I just want to quickly drop a few thoughts from the book of Nehemiah. Can you just track? Does anybody know what that is? Talk about this topic. Prayer that chases, what is that? Yeah, that moves mountains, shifts culture, and transforms cities. God wants you, every single person in this room, to change the destiny of this city and the cities of the world. Hallelujah. Man, what am I doing in New York? I was from this little, small little town in India, never knowing that I will actually cross the boundaries and the location of that territory. But guess what? God had a plan for me. A plan that is beyond me. Plan that is beyond my resources. Plan that is beyond my contacts. Today, when I get out to the immigration counter, you know, the immigration officer constantly has to look through my passport, one or two passports bundled up together, looking for a place to put a seal because God has filled that passport with the nations of the world. Hallelujah. So let's get into it. Who is Nehemiah? He, you know, the word Nehemiah actually means comforted by God. So if you're married, looking to have some kids, looking for a great name to put for your son, this is a great name. Want to call him? You know, you can actually call him Nemo at home. My kids love that movie. You know what I'm talking about, kids here? Nobody has got kids? Finding? Yo, bro. That's it. So, Nehemiah actually means, I know we use our phones for a lot of stuff, but tonight, let's make some notes. That'll be great, right? You're making notes. If you're making notes, wave your hands up in the air. That's good. That's good, man. You're a cool church. All right. Here we go. Nehemiah means comforted by God. Hallelujah. Let's get that on. We are comforted by God. Hallelujah. Many people try to comfort us. But let me tell you, the comfort and the assurance that God gives, nobody else can give. So this evening, be comforted by God. What was he doing? He was not a full-time pastor. He was not even a bishop like our cool Pastor Ron Lewis. He was not a full-time pastor. He was not employed by the church. But what was he? He was a marketplace dude. He was a cupbearer. Hallelujah. We were in Max Brenner just a couple of, you know, half an hour before I got here. And I was looking at the rack. And there was no space to sit. And they said, the only place you can sit is actually by the bar. Right? And just looking at the bar and looking at this bottle of wine that says Jacob's Creek, and my last name is actually Jacob. It runs in the family, looking at that beautiful bottle of wine. But what am I trying to say? This dude was actually what? A cupbearer. He was hanging out with the kid. The king. He was hanging out with the king all day long. He, in fact, had to sip the wine before he actually gave it to the king. He was so close to the king. He had proximity to the decision makers of the land. And tonight I'm probably prophesying over the fact that probably you're sitting where you are sitting right now. You're feeling like, hey, my goodness, I don't have influence. But let me tell you something. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from him. Hallelujah. Guess, I was just talking about the fact that I was in Trivandrum. I'm in a small little city. Who thought I would be in New York? And I'm telling you the same thing for you. You're probably sitting in one little corner. We're just talking about Brian Houston, you know. We were at the conference together a year back in Sydney, 2 years back in Sydney, just hearing the story about he had a little show, a little video show that he did, a TV show for 30 minutes for a couple of years, 30 minutes a week. But when he was faithful doing the 30 minutes a week, the TBN dudes actually called them up and gave them a channel. Now it's called the Hillsong Channel, 24/7, 365 days a year. What am I trying to say? You got to be faithful with the little things, and God will make you master over bigger things. Hallelujah. Someone's sleeping on me. Don't sleep on me, please. Come on. So let's keep on going. The first thing, when you look when you look through the book of Nehemiah, what are the things? I just want to draw a couple of points about prayer. You know what, prayer? If you don't call your girlfriend, she's going to get angry. If you don't call your wife, she's going to start missing you. But let me tell you something. If you don't talk to Jesus, he gets really, he doesn't get upset. I mean, he's sad. That's all I can say. And prayer is just talking to him. And my question to you is, have you talked to him today? Have you talked to him today? And you don't have to get into that quiet place to pray. I mean, thank God for the prayer language that God has given. You can be in the shower and doing shaka rabba baba. Hallelujah. You can be driving to work and praying. You can be in the train and you can be praying. You can be wherever you want and you can still be praying. Praying is talking to God. And it's just not one-way communication. We're talking about a two-way communication. Let's keep going. The number one thing from the book of Nehemiah about prayer. Number one thing, you got to pray earnestly. What does earnestly mean? Passionately. Right? You got to be like, you know, I've been tripping on the scripture from Genesis chapter 49 and verse 27. The Benjamin spirit. Benjamin was a ravenous wolf. He devoured his prey in the morning. He divided his spoil in the night. Every day he woke up with no breakfast on the table. He had a wolf spirit. He was a hunter. He had to get out there and go get it for him. That's how we need to be in prayer. You got to pray earnestly. What does that mean? Praying always. Praying always. When you look at through the book of Nehemiah, he is a pretty aggressive guy. He was praying earnestly. He was praying passionately. He was not ready to give up until something happened. Too often, let me tell you, my friend, we throw the towel too early. We stop praying too early. But let me tell you something. Your breakthrough, let me tell you something. This is a word for somebody. Your breakthroughs are on the corner. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Keep on fighting. Keep on declaring that promise. The Bible says his promises are yes and amen. God is not a man that he should lie, not a son of man that he should change his word. If he says he will do it, will he not do it? Come on, hallelujah. Hey, come on, I'm Pentecostal. I love the hallelujahs. You help me preach better. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw somebody wear this wristband. Push. Pray until something happens. My goodness. My goodness. I want you guys to be aggressive in prayer. Are you ready for that? You're praying for your son. Oh, my goodness. I've seen that happening. My mom prayed for me for several years before I got up here. My mom prayed for my brother for several years till he got up to where he's doing whatever he's doing right now. Oh, he's doing a good thing, right? He's doing well. And he's doing whatever he's doing because my mama prayed. And if you're a mother, don't stop praying for your son. Don't stop praying for your son. If he's away from the Lord, what does the promise of God says? Me and my household, we will serve the Lord. He's going to come with you to church. Are you going to believe that? Can you see him come with you to church? Can you see him have an intimate relationship with Jesus? When you pray, it will happen. Nehemiah prayed earnestly. Paul talks about in perseverance, in persistency. That is what earnestly is all about. You got to go praying. Nehemiah didn't stop. He wanted to pray and pray and pray until something happened. Don't stop praying. Let's go forward. Verse number 6. Number 2, he prayed honestly. Hallelujah. What is on? I mean, there's nothing. Let me tell you something. You're sulking because your boyfriend just dropped you. You're upset because something just happened in your life. I mean, you cannot hide that away from God. Can you hide your stuff from where? I mean, he knows everything. He knows everything that's happening in your life. But let me tell you, Nehemiah, he said, he was brutally honest with God. He said, God, we screwed up. Remember the book of the Bible, the people of Israel, it was an 11-day trek to the promised land. How many days? If you're sleeping, say hallelujah. Ah, that's good. It was an 11-day trek to the promised land, but guess what happened? How many years before they got onto the promised land? 40 years. Who screwed up? They screwed up. Many times, let me tell you, this is my biggest formula that's come out. Alignment is equal to acceleration. Alignment is equal to acceleration. The more you're aligned with God and His purposes, bang, acceleration happens. If you're seeing deceleration happening, if you're seeing delays in your life, let me tell you, that's a lack of alignment. And the moment you align, bang, you get onto the exit. Come on the expressway, bang. Or you're stuck in traffic, truck stuck at every signal. And let me tell you about traffic in India, my goodness. If you can drive in India, you can drive anywhere in the world. Somebody said traffic in India is like a river, right? Wherever there is space, we just flow. So we drive on the left and the right. We love both sides. There's no left-hand drive. We can drive through any place. What am I trying to say? Hey, we got to be honest before God. If you screwed up, you say, God, I am sorry. And what is Nehemiah doing? He's saying, I am sorry not just for myself. I am sorry for the sins of my people. Hallelujah. What does it say? You haven't kept your commands. We have repeatedly broken. And he's saying, come on, God, we have broken your laws. You know, we're living in a place. I mean, I'm living in India. We have, I don't know how many million gods we have. Everything is God. A cricket bat can be God. A car can be God. I mean, there's nothing that is not God. Everybody believes in God. That's a great thing in India. But let me tell you something. They're so far away from God. And Nehemiah is saying, hey, I am sorry. And I'm asking you, God, forgive us for the sins of our land. Can we be honest when we pray? The number one thing, let's be earnest. You got to be like a bulldog. You're not going to let go until you get what you want. Number two, you got to be honest before God. He said, God, if I have screwed up, I have screwed up. I am sorry. I'm asking sorry for not only for my life, but for my family, for my ancestors, whatever that has gone wrong in my family. I am standing proxy and saying, God, forgive me. Can you do that? Can you be honest before God? Let me tell you something. For a moment, I know when it comes to your life, you're thinking about you, your family, your dad, your mom, extended family. Can you just go up a little up, 30,000 feet, look at the city of New York? One of the most influential cities in the world. And I love what Tim Keller says, don't go to a city to build a great church. Go to a city to build a great city. As a pastor, as Pastor Bruce, Pastor Nathan, Pastor Ron, we're not here to build a great church. Of course, church. I want to see a church that takes over the nation. I want to see a church that impacts a city, shifts culture. And I was just prophesying that over Pastor Nathan today. You're not going to be part of the generation that saw it from afar and said that is what is the promised land. But he's going to be the guy who will lead the people into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1 says, no one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, you got to pray intelligently. Number one, you got to pray. You got to pray earnestly. Number two, you got to pray honestly. You got to pray. Number three, you got to pray intelligently. What does that mean? You got to know this word. You got to know the Bible. If you got your Bible, swing it up in the air. I know we're all getting smarter with the phones and stuff. You know, we have no idea whether you're on Facebook or you're actually reading the Bible. We don't know if you know, there's a syndrome that is happening in our country. I don't know if it's happening here in New York. You wake up in the morning and you have withdrawal symptoms. Your hands are shivering. You know, it's like you haven't had your you haven't had your dose of alcohol. You haven't had your first cigarette. So the first hand that comes, the thing that comes out of the bed is your hands, and want to grab hold of that little thing, that little brick, which is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. The smartphone. And you want to get on to Instagram. Who liked my story? How many views on my last story? How many likes on that picture that you were looking for the perfect lighting? You know, it's so funny to see people at airports and places, you know. You know, the millennial thing, the millennial Z generation thing. The moment food comes, all right, you click a picture of the food. All right, you post it on Instagram. You wait for the first 10 likes, and then you start having your food. <laughs> What am I trying to say? Hey, come on, let's get back to old school. Let's read the book, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. I know, and you'll be the first one when you get your new iPhone X, the X. You're online checking on the latest features. What is the resolution of my camera? What is the blah, blah, blah of my processor? You're checking everything out before you buy that phone. But this little book that you have in your hands, you barely go through the book. If you don't read the book, you have no idea what the book tells about you. You have no idea what this book tells about the God you serve. Hallelujah. So I can tell you, you can be as cool as you want. You can have all the rips on your jeans. And all the coolest, I mean, New York culture, man, I'm telling you. I wish I could stay in New York. Let me tell you. If I can say that all the good-looking people in this area, I think they're all in this church. Is everybody with me? Nobody sleep on me, please. I see some. Shake somebody next to you and say, God is in the house. Man, if you want to pray some intelligent prayers, you got to find out what are the promises of God in the scripture. What is God speaking about you? Hey, what do you have to debate? Hey, if I have to go and plead for myself in the court of law, there's only one thing that I can fight on the basis of. It is basically the, you know, what do you call that? The penal court, right? In India, it's the Indian penal court, which tells you the boundaries of the law, the constitution, or whatever they call that in America. You're way too cooler than us, so I have no idea what that is. But let me tell you, what am I trying to say? You got to know what is written in the book. The book, not the other book, the real deal, the Bible. You got to find out what God is saying. What is his promises? The Bible says, hey, if, you know, the Bible says, you know, my hands are not short to save. My ears are not dull to hear, but it is your sins that have separated you from me. But if you come back, I will restore you back. That's what the scripture says. What does it say about healing? The Bible says, he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. By his stripes, we were healed. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Bible says. He will provide for me according to his riches and glory. See, if the Bible says so, then it has to come to pass. So what is Nehemiah saying? Hey, God, this is what you said in the word. This is what you said. If I will come back, if I will repent, I will turn from my wicked ways, you will restore this land. So when you make prayers, you got to understand what is the basis of your prayers. It's got to be the word of God. It's not just your feelings. Yes, pour your feelings out. But let's get some more depth into your prayers. Bring out the scripture. Lord, you said that. You said this. You said in Joel chapter 2 and verse 23, the former rain will come together. You said in Amos chapter 9 and verse, you know, Amos chapter 9, he said it's going to be acceleration. You said in these words, these are the promises. And the Bible says his promises are yes and amen. So when you pray, let's pull down those promises into our prayer. So you got to start using your intellectual capacity. It's not just for solving problems. It is for reading the book, the Bible, and understanding what God is saying. Let's go. Next one. Pray specifically. Hallelujah. When you want a car, you can't just say, I just want a car. You can't walk into a car showroom and say, I like to have a car. No. If you want a Maserati, you walk into a Maserati showroom and say, I want, what is that? Ghibli. If that's a car you want, you walk into that showroom and say, hey, we rolled in style today to church. What am I trying to say? You got to be specific with your prayers. You can't be general. When you're negotiating with your boss on your salary, you don't say, hey, give whatever you can. No. You get specific. You talk about percentage. You talk about packages. You talk about all of that stuff. But when it comes to God, you're like, God, you know. You know I need it. You know I need a wife. You know I need a husband. No, let's get specific. Tall, short, Indian, spicy, non-spicy. 46% of Microsoft, 42% of NASA is all Indians. Come on. All the doctors, good-looking doctors in America are all Indians. Just kidding. You got to be specific about your prayer. Can we do that? Start getting specific. Ask the Lord for some, hey, man, I'm telling you something. You know, when God said, you will go to the nations of the world, when God spoke to me that you will go to New Zealand to go to Bible school, guess what? I got into that website of the Bible, of the Bible college. Every single day, I went through the virtual tour. I knew where the Bible college is. I knew where the dining room is. I knew where the classroom is. I knew it by heart before I even got there. I was specific. I said, God, you said you will send me to this nation. God, you said you will send me to this college. Here I am coming. I'm prophesying over that old bulge little TV, that screen. I'm saying, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming. And lo and behold, I was right there a few weeks later. We were praying for a strategic location for our headquarters of our office. And we wanted to be in zip code number 1. It's like Capitol Hill. We wanted to have an office in Capitol Hill. And we were specific, and we prayed for 6 years. We were crying and praying. We were driving and praying. We were walking and praying. We did everything possible. 6 years later, God answered our prayer. Now, we're in 3,000 square feet of property, not only in zip code number 1, the building is also zip code building number 1. Hallelujah. This is a zip code that controls, that has got the parliament, that's got the Reserve Bank, which controls the banking. It's got the press. It's got the media headquarters. It's got the financial hub. It has got, the postal hub. Everything happens in that zip code. And we are in that zip code, praying into the atmosphere of the nation. The largest democracy in the world. 1.3 billion people. 430 million young people living in 497 cities. They need to hear the gospel. And we are praying then and say, God, give us opportunities. Give us open doors. Give us strategies. Give us people to impact this. By 2030, we're going to be the youngest country in the world. Youngest country in the world. And we are saying, God, give us this generation. There are so many young people. Every day my heart breaks because there are so many young people every day going to hell. We're saying, God, give us one opportunity for these young millennial leaders, Z generation kids, to have an encounter with Jesus. One encounter with Jesus so that they will not go to hell. And when you think about us, I want you guys to pray for us. So let's get specific with our breakthroughs. Let us ask specific prayer requests before God. And the last one, come on. That's it? All right. That was quick. Number one. You got to pray earnestly. Oh, it's right here? No. You got to pray earnestly, man. You cannot throw the towel too early. You got to fight for it. Benjamin spirit, ravenous wolf. Devours his prey in the morning. Divides his spoil in the night. Aggressive. Number two. You got to be honest. Stop faking it. The world says fake it till you make it. Don't do that with God. He can see right through you. The church has become like a performance. You have no idea what's happening. All hands up in the air. I mean, that's a new trend. Hands up in the air. But don't lift up your hands if you don't really mean it, my friend. Please. Don't sing it if you don't really mean it. Seriously, I'm telling you. I mean, this is a new fad. Come on. Automatically. And you go to a club, automatically goes up because it's just used to it. You got to be honest before God. Number three, yes, you got to pray intelligently. Come on, start reading the book. And let's get cool, man. I mean, that's a U Version Bible. The Bible app, put that on the first one of your, when you wake up in the morning, the Bible app. I just got a little mad today because I woke up and I missed a day of reading the devotional that I've been reading with a whole bunch of guys that I've been mentoring and speaking into. And I forgot about reading the Bible yesterday. So I was building on my streaks. Does anybody know about the streaks? It was at 17 yesterday, and today morning, I forgot about reading it yesterday because, we get too busy. And today is back to 1. So sad. Come on, let's get into the Word of God. Declare His promises. Bring it down into your world. Your words have power to create. When you speak and when you pray the Scripture, you know what happens? It creates atoms into molecules, and it creates a matter, and it actually creates something that you can actually walk on and grab hold on. Right, brother? Number 4, you got to be specific in your prayers. Hallelujah. Are you ready for specific prayers? Are you ready for earnest prayers? Are you ready for honest prayers? Are you ready for intelligent prayers, not shallow prayers? In depth, because you know what you're praying. Come on, everybody, all over the place. Can we stand up and say that, Father, I want to be a passionate prayer warrior. I want my prayer life to change. I want to go. You know, many times we're asking God for level 10 breakthroughs when you're ready to walk in at level 3 levels. Let's go to the next level. Come on, all over this place. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe every nation in New York is stepping up into the next level. I see multiplication. I see acceleration. I see armies of people that are ready to take over this land. But it takes people to pray earnestly. It takes people to pray honest prayers. It takes people to pray intelligent prayers. It takes people to pray specific prayers. Father, we stand on behalf of the city. Come on, let's begin to pray for New York City right now for the next 2 minutes. Pray in the spirit if you speak in tongues. Robo Shakama. Father, we pray for New York City right now. We stand on behalf of the sins of this land. We ask you for these young people in the city. We ask you for the influencers, the bankers, the fashion designers, the politicians, the business people. We ask you, Lord, for them. The Bible says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession. Father, we cry out to you. We want to see this nation. We want to see this city being blessed. And we want to see this church taking over the city. Come on, come on, begin to pray. Shamarobo Shante. Come on, come on, let it go, let it go, let it go. It's begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. Come on. Shandorobo Como Shante. Make me a prayer. Lord, let my prayers go up. If I've been away from God, if there are people in this room, you're feeling like, God, I've been away from you, but I want to come back today so that my prayers will be answered. I've been living in sin and my prayers are not answered today. I repent. I want to turn away. I want to turn away from the stuff that I've been doing. I want to turn away from the stuff that I've been watching. I want to turn away from the stuff that I've been walking into. Right now, man, I just feel something here. It's a moment for you to turn away. The Bible says, turn away and I will bless you. Turn away and I will bless you. The Bible says, repent and I will bless you. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody reach out to him and say, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to move away from what I've been doing. I'm going to stop speaking what I've been speaking. Junk has been coming out of your mouth. The Bible says there is power in your words. There is power in confession. I speak healing in this room. People who need healing right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. I break every generational curse upon your life. If your father was smoking, you feel like I will smoke. I break the power right now. If your parents were womanizers, I will womanize. No, I break that curse right now in Jesus' name. You are the son of the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. You're born to create. You have the mind of Christ. Come on, all over this place. Healing, 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 healing. Emotional healing, physical healing. Come on, check your bodies right now. God is healing people in this room. God is healing people in this room. Check your bodies right now. Hora Shanta Robo. I just feel that a negative words that have been spoken over your life. Maybe your dad has been speaking bad words. Your mother has been speaking words over your life. I break the power of those words upon your life in Jesus' name. I release freedom right now. I release freedom right now. I release multiplication right now. I release increase right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, let the prayers go up. One more minute. One more minute. One more minute. Come on. 60 seconds. Hura Shamama. Roshakala Siantheria. Lynette, I just see some breakthroughs happening in the media space. I see some books coming out. Oh, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, publishers, rest to her right now in Jesus' name. Media channels, open up right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, press. Rising up, rising up, rising up, rising up. Come on, just long look at your clock right now. One more minute, one more minute. One more minute of breakthrough. One more minute of breakthrough. God is creating jobs for people. He's creating doors. The Bible says in Isaiah 45, I will go before you. I will break down gates of bronze. I will break down gates of iron. And I will open doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. I create open doors right now. I create opportunities right now. I create jobs right now in the name of Jesus. Release promotions right now in Jesus' name. Release increase right now in Jesus' name. Financial increase. The power of death, I cancel it right now in Jesus' name. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for breakthrough tonight. We bless you, we honor you in Jesus' name.
Thanks again for joining us at Every Nation New York City, where our vision is to partner with God and people to transform the city one life at a time.